This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We certainly know that 12 or so families wake up this morning to tremendous loss, and we grieve with them.
That's counselor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, speaking of White House reaction to the mass shooting at a bar in Southern California last night that killed 12 people plus the shooter. That gunman, now identified by authorities as 28-year-old Ian Long, who had served in the U.S. Marines.
I know the president will stand behind law enforcement, federally, state, and local, as they continue their work. We won't interfere. We will completely support their work.
Among the 12 people Long shot and killed, a 29-year veteran sheriff's deputy. And authorities say Long then shot and killed himself. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg fell in her office last night. The 85-year-old justice is now at a hospital in Washington with 3 broken ribs. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Give Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, a 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
If President Trump goes forward with his re-election bid in 2020, he's apparently going to keep the same running mate. At least that's the indication after this question yesterday about whether he would run for re-election. And he looked at his VP, Mike Pence, and said,
Mike, will you be my running mate? Huh? Stand up, Mike, please. Raise your right hand. Will you? Thank you. Okay, good. The answer is yes. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
The midterm election's not actually over yet, as there are still 15 congressional races up for grabs, a winner yet to be declared in Arizona and Florida Senate races. In Mississippi, the race for a special election Senate seat heading to a runoff election. In the 12 unresolved House races, Democrats are leading or favored to win at least 9 of them. An Arkansas man accused of making death threats against CNN anchor Don Lemon's been arrested. They say Benjamin Craig Matthews of Mountain Home made more than 40 threatening calls to CNN headquarters in Atlanta about him. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can... Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
After the top of the hour, hello America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Hey, it is good to have our next guest, Raheel Raza, back with us, the Clarion Project Advisory Board member, a founding member of the Muslim Reformer Movement and international human rights activist. Raheel, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. I'm very well. It's an exciting day for you guys out there.
Yeah, we've got a lot going on, and of course we're going to be on pins and needles here for a while, and we'll see how this works out. It's
a
choice. Yes, go ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry. Could you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Okay. Okay, go ahead and back it up, and then I'll just pick it up there. Okay. Yes, it is an exciting time, Raheel. I wanted to talk to you because certain things have been happening in the midst of the political process in our country. There's a lot of distractions, but the way things have been coming out regarding the murder of this American journalist and Saudi Khashoggi, this is kind of we have got to keep a light on what is going on here. And the big question I have is one that you're asking as well, and that is, what's happening to the Muslim nations? I don't hear any condemnation over this Khashoggi affair. What's going on?
Well, they're very quiet on it, especially countries like Iran, who make so much noise otherwise, are totally silent on this. And, Saudi Arabia is unfortunately part of the Human Rights Council at the United Nations, and this does not bode well for human rights anywhere.
Exactly.
If they have murdered one of their own people. But, the other surprise is that this does not come as an unusual thing. Saudi Arabia has a history of brutality. They have beheaded more people than ISIS, and sometimes people forget that even though they drive Cadillacs, it's like from the camel to the Cadillac, they're still living in the tribal area, the tribal sense of the 9th and 10th century, where if anyone speaks against them, they just kill them.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's the idea that might makes right, huh? Yeah. Yeah, I'm saying it's might makes right, and we're back to that kind of base situation here, and so this is causing lots of problems here in our country and the United States in terms of diplomacy. And as you say, how embarrassing. How does the United Nations respond to something like this?
Well, yes, and it's not so much about might is right as much as that the oil is right. So, as long as they are holding the world at ransom because of their oil and their oil prices and the money that's involved, it certainly is a very very ironical situation because it is, as you say, it distracts from the real issues. And, you know, there is so much talk about what happened to Khashoggi and how did it happen. The way I look at it, the final fact is that he is dead. And yeah. No matter what they do now, you know, that cannot, it's not something that can be reversed. But what the world must not forget is that there are resistors and there are activists who are alive today and they're in jail in Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. So the pressure must be put on Saudi Arabia to release them before they meet a similar fate. And there should be pressure from the OIC, the Organization of the Islamic Conference, that, you know, is the largest group of Arab Muslim countries in the world. They have a presence in the United Nations. Why are they not pressuring Saudi Arabia to, you know, do something that is right? Giving an explanation is not the point because every day there are new stories emerging. You know, whether they emerge from Turkey, whether they emerge from Saudi Arabia. And what's even more ironical is that the world is looking at the United States for a response to something that has happened inside the Saudi consulate in another country, yet they expect United States and President Trump to give all the answers. So how scary is that?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's just, of course, if it has anything to do with Donald Trump, they're trying to do everything they can to manipulate him. Of course, you know, we saw what the United States did with Russia with the attempted murder of two dissidents there in, you know, in England. And, you know, so they're looking for, okay, what kind of response here? It, like you said earlier, is oil king or are human rights going to be, you know, be preeminent here? And it's disappointing on one hand, and I'm sure you would agree with this, Raheel, is that it looked for a moment that Saudi Arabia was was starting to move a little bit further, maybe not the 21st century but maybe even the 20th century, by allowing women to drive. And you thought, okay, well, this is starting to move in a positive direction. And then within a couple of months we have this situation where an American journalist is murdered, and it's just it's like for any positive steps going forward, they kind of eradicated all that.
Yes, they have. You know, when Prince Salman talked about reforms, and, you know, I am part of the Muslim reform movement, and we thought at that time, well, there was some light in the darkness, and if he's talking about reforms, maybe they will move into modernity and into the modern world. So I think this has really put everything back a great deal. If this is their idea of reform, then I don't want to have anything to do with it, don't want to be associated with it, because it's not just the fact that they killed a journalist, but it is how they killed him. If they didn't agree with him, or if he was speaking out against the regime, or if, you know, even if he was the worst person on earth, he didn't deserve to die in the way that he did. They could have extradited him, they could have, you know, put him in jail or held him in court. But, you know, this is brutality at its best, and this is it's such an exposure of how they think, because you know, they can, as I talk about reforms till the cow comes home, and they can give women the right to drive and at the same time jail those women who speak out against the ruling powers, and they continue to show that they have yet not come into modernity. They are really not part of the modern civilized world, and they need to be called out for this. Now, whether or not the Western leaders continue to do business as usual with Saudi Arabia is a whole different matter. You know, the trade is something that everyone has done with countries that don't have a very good human rights record. But they need to at least be called out and put on notice and asked about the human rights of those who are still alive and languishing in jail, and there should be pressure on them to release them. We have been working at lobbying for the release of Raif Badawi, who is a blogger who was sentenced to 10 years in jail and 1,000 lashes, and his wife and children have been given Canadian citizenship, and I am a Canadian, and we have been lobbying long and hard for him to be released, and this is a good time to put pressure on Saudi Arabia to release him.
Exactly.
But the insidious workings of oil and the threats that they make to the rest of the world about stopping trade has got people scared.
Yeah, without a doubt. Our conversation with Rahil Raza continues. We've got to go to a quick break. This is Bill Martinez and more after this. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Rahil Raza continues with us, a Clarion Project Advisory Board member, and we're talking about the voices of Muslim nations. We're not hearing much from them at all regarding the Khashoggi affair and the condemnation of condemnation is. It's quite telling, isn't it, Rahil? It tells us a lot.
there are countries like Iran, where the Iranian regime, which is totally evil, and by the way, they invited Louis Farrakhan to come there and talk about the United States being the great Satan. So, you know, they have such a subversive agenda. And they're quite happy to be quiet because for them, this is a triumph over Saudi Arabia. So the inner workings, you know, Turkey supported by Iran, the Muslim Brotherhood axis of Qatar, Iran, and Turkey, they are the ones who are benefiting from this situation. And Turkey very happily produces evidence every other day, and of course it's evidence that sometimes does not connect with each other. But the reason for that is that they want to take control of the Muslim leadership, and they will do anything to put Saudi Arabia down. The life of a man is not important to them. This is not about human rights. They are doing this to push Saudi to the ground. And so, you know, this is their political maneuvering that is taking place. And Erdogan wants to use this incident to milk it to its nth degree for his own benefit. So it is really sad, and it's frustrating when leading Muslim nations are quiet on the issue because they are so embroiled in their own internal problems right now, which are rife with problems and trauma, that they're not addressing the issue head on. They expect the United States to take a lead on this and be responsible for something which the U.S. had nothing to do with.
Exactly. Well, if they, and I'm talking about Erdogan and Turkey and Iran, if they were to put Saudi Arabia down and somehow be elevated, what does their people have to gain from it? Or what does the Muslim world have to gain if Saudi Arabia is made less and somehow Turkey and Iran is made greater?
Well, there is a tussle within the Muslim world between the Sunni majority of Saudi Arabia and the Shias of Iran. This is something
always,
that has been going on for a long time. And, the rest of it is just collateral damage, what we see playing out. Now, Saudi Arabia was heading towards sort of being the leader in the Sunni world. This is why Prince Salman came up and was talking about reforms. And, there was a lot of conversation, and Western leadership was looking at Saudi Arabia as being that leader. With this Khashoggi affair, of course, it's a dark blotch on Saudi Arabia. And so enter Turkey, and supported by Iran and Qatar, which is a Muslim Brotherhood triangle. Now they feel that, they could take on that leadership. And for Erdogan, this would be a dream come true, because he has always wanted to return to the Ottoman Empire and be the caliph. And, this is his opportunity to show that he is a very humanitarian person, when we know for a fact that hundreds of journalists have been imprisoned and jailed in Turkey for criticizing Erdogan. He put out a statement saying that if anybody made a satirical remark or a joke about Erdogan or published any kind of satire, they would be jailed, and they have been jailed. So he doesn't have a very good record on this at all. However, in this whole Khashoggi affair, the idea of putting Saudi Arabia down and showing that, they are shining in this whole episode is what he wants more than anything else. And of course, it's unfortunate that Western media, the Western world, picks up on this and thinks that Turkey is, without any blemish in this issue. But they're not. They also have an abysmal human rights record. The point of this whole affair is that it should be looked upon as an opportunity to tell these theocracies that you cannot look at, you cannot trump religion over human rights. All faiths, no matter who they are, should be looked through the lens of human rights, and human rights must trump religion, culture, or any other aspect, so that we can all follow the Universal Charter of Human Rights, and we cherish human life.
Is the Middle East ready for that?
Well, they should.
Or this is something that maybe could compel them to do? Yeah.
They need to be compelled to do, they need to be pressured to do, because at opportunities like this, we don't just look the other way and stay silent. There are terrible things happening in Iran. This is a regime that oppresses its own people. I spent hours with Iranian dissidents yesterday. They threaten them not only in Iran, but outside Iran as well. Anyone who criticizes the regime, the IRGC, the Iranian, the religious guard, they are everywhere. Iran is supporting Hamas and Hezbollah. They have tentacles all over the Western world. So these are countries that need to be put on notice that, for the sake of power, you can't suppress human rights. And so there exactly. has to be a change, because that is the only way they will come into the 21st century. There will be progress and modernity. And this is what we want in the reform movement. Mm-hmm. We want to reform the way in which Muslims face their daily life in the 21st century, respecting others' rights, respecting humanity, and respecting different ways of practicing the faith.
How are the Muslims, the reformed-minded Muslims, like you're leading, Raheel, how are they responding? I mean, are they coming together as a powerful force? Because I think this is a grand opportunity for human rights at the expense of Khashoggi's death. If we do not take, and I say we, I'm talking about the corporate body of humanity, if we do not take advantage of this opportunity, then Khashoggi is martyred in vain.
Yes, they are coming together. I'm very pleased to tell you that there has been a huge outpouring of condemnation for this whole affair. And, reformist Muslims, ordinary moderate Muslims are coming together to speak out, not only in this case, but in my own native country of Pakistan, where there is a Christian woman, who had been jailed for 10 years and then she was released. And there are exactly. mass uprisings taking place by the religious right who are against her being released. So, the younger generation especially is speaking out and saying, we are not living in the 7th century. We have to put behind these jihadi ideologies, and, blasphemy laws and apostasy laws need to be finished off so that anyone of any faith can live in peace in a country. So there is a great mm-hmm. outpouring. There have been op-eds written. People are speaking out. And it is definitely hopeful and inspiring to see that Muslims are coming together. But, these are ordinary citizens. What we need is the voices of the leaders. What we need is the voices of those who hold the Muslim world in power. We don't hear from them.
Yes, exactly.
This is where the problem lies.
Well, and we just got to keep the pressure on them. I mean, even at the founding of our country, it started at a groundswell. It was organic, and it picked up from there. One final question as we wrap things up here, Raheel. The Crown Prince, what is his future?
Well, it depends on how he is going to come out of this. So, he started off very well, but he certainly has a lot to answer for, perhaps. If he would take the step of releasing the other prisoners who are in jail, that might be a step in the right direction. So it's not enough to say that I'm going to let women drive. That is their right. They should have been able to drive 50 years ago. But, he needs to do right. much more. He needs to clean up the human rights record. He needs to give an explanation. And he needs to be honest and about his involvement or lack of involvement in this affair. At the moment, it's just theories that are floating around. But he has to come out and be very right. clean about it and say, okay, so we made a mistake. We're going to release the other activists and the prisoners to show that we do support human rights. And the day he does that...
And the world's going to look and see what he does...
Yes, we can only
and
wait
the world's
and
looking to see what happens with the assassins as well. Exactly. Yes. Raheel Raza on Bill Martinez Live. Raheel, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me. Have a great day. Bye.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We certainly know that 12 or so families wake up this morning to tremendous loss, and we grieve with them.
That's counselor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, speaking of White House reaction to the mass shooting at a bar in Southern California last night that killed 12 people plus the shooter. That gunman now identified by authorities as 28-year-old Ian Long, who had served in the U.S. Marines.
I know the president will stand behind law enforcement federally, state, and local as they continue their work. We won't interfere. We will completely support their work.
Among the 12 people Long shot and killed, a 29-year veteran sheriff's deputy. And authorities say Long then shot and killed himself. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg fell in her office last night. The 85-year-old justice is now at a hospital in Washington with 3 broken ribs. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
His name is Jesus.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And Council Ned II joins us. It's good to have him back. He's the co-chair of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, rector of St. Albans Anglican Church in Pine Grove, Pennsylvania, and a Pennsylvania state constable. Council Ned, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me on again.
Well, you know, in light of, you know, what happened in Pittsburgh, what, you know, and it's not just Pittsburgh. I mean, let's face it. There's churches across this country that have been under attack. And if the pastors and the administrations of churches around this country have not gotten the memo, I don't know what else it's going to take. And that is that, you know, as the shepherd of your flock, that's job one, is protecting them, is it not?
Exactly. That's precisely the job, to protect the flock from, you know, spiritual harm and physical harm also. You know, that's why bishops carry what's called a crozier. It's a shepherd's crook that was used to guide the sheep, but then also to protect the sheep from the wolves.
Right.
And there are a lot of people out there who are intending to do harm to what they perceive as soft targets, and churches have an obligation to make sure that their people are safe.
Well, not to, you know, point any direct fingers at what happened in Pittsburgh, you know, with the synagogue there, the Tree of Life synagogue, but, you know, under any other case, any high holiday, there's security. But in this particular instance, which happened to be a bris, there was not security. But what does this tell us now, Counsel Ned?
Well, I think it tells us a lot of things. So first, let's back up. I know there was a little contention between some statements that the Pittsburgh mayor made and what President Trump said. But, you know, the fact is, a lot of the mega churches, the large congregations across this country and the large synagogues have armed security. They have off-duty law enforcement, possibly on-duty law enforcement that are there depending on the size of the congregation that's meeting. They have metal detectors and various, you know, full security teams essentially assessing and prepared to deal with threats. The problem is that's cost prohibitive for most churches, most synagogues in the United States. Most of America's smaller faith communities. And then so what? Are we not supposed to defend ourselves? Are we not supposed to protect ourselves? The onus falls directly on us if you're one of those churches that can't afford to have, you know, armed security measures.
Mm-hmm. I think the rule is, I think about 80% of the churches out there consists of about, 25, 30 or so participants. So these are smaller scale churches, and as you say, the budget may not allow for it, but it doesn't mean just because there isn't budget that the pastors maybe need to, as you say, embrace what being a pastor is all about and having that that rod that protects them against against the wolves.
Well, exactly. So I also happen to be a law enforcement officer, and, as I've said, I used to carry my weapon everywhere except to church. And then last year I started carrying my weapon, and now I'm carrying a different weapon, a larger weapon. But that's an individual decision that each individual needs to make for themselves. Do you want to carry a weapon to church? Mm-hmm. Are you prepared to use it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? But there are lots of things that lots of churches can do to make sure that they're safe. There's tons of free classes that are available for groups of varying sizes. You know, how do you respond to an active shooter situation? Run, hide, fight. You know, that's what they say to do. But there are people that will come out and teach those sorts of classes for free to just about any congregation that wants to learn what to do in, if God forbid something horrible like this were to happen in their facility.
Well, exactly. And especially if with just a little bit of discernment, you can look out upon your congregation or your facility and say, I guess by definition, we are a soft target. If we're a soft target, what are we going to do to harden it up a bit?
Well, precisely. And the question is, do you want your church to be a soft target? I want it to be a place where people are free to worship. They're free to worship the way they want to worship. But that doesn't necessarily mean we're going to sit there and be victims for, evildoers who are coming in intent to do harm on worshipers. Churches have an obligation, and pastors in particular have an obligation to protect their flock. And, there are lots of people out here, unchurched people, who literally have never been told better that, there's some things that you just don't do in life. There's some things you just don't do in society. And attacking worshipers is one of those things that you're not supposed to do. And there are people that don't, for whatever reason, don't know that or don't seem to abide by those mores of our society. So then the question is, are we going to be victims or are we going to actually claim ownership of our worship space, make sure that it's safe, and make sure that it's continued to be held as sacred?
Well, as a police officer, you were trained to discern and take proper assessment of any target area, whether it's a movie theater or a place of worship like this. And heretofore, people, I guess we've all been kind of lulled into thinking that, churches should be safe, just much like hospitals. But the fact of the matter is evil doesn't care where it displays its evilness. It will do it wherever it will. And now it seems that it's on the rise. And because of that, we need to be that much more vigilant, do we not?
Yeah, we certainly do. As you pointed out, these are, times are changing. They're different times now, and there are lots of people, again, who, for whatever reason, I'll use the small t, you know, who have this terrorist mentality that I'm going to go in and wreak havoc in a particular community. I'm going to go ahead and wreak havoc among these people who I perceive as soft targets and wreak havoc against people who are worshiping God for whatever their motives is. Their motives don't matter. But the fact is these things are going on. And, you know, pastors, again, have an obligation to protect their flocks. And I think the churches have an obligation to protect sacred space from people who come in to do harm and disrupt worship.
And people need to understand that it's not just the pastor. I mean, people in the pews have a role to play. We all, you know, corporately together. And so what do you recommend for those in the pew? What are they to do?
Well, there are lots of things that people can do, from simply greeting people when they come through the door. You know, you can discern if somebody has ill intent. You know, people get the creeps sometimes. Their hair stands up on the back of their neck, and you know, there's a reason for that. And then, you know, talk to people when they come into the church. Introduce yourself. You can discern their intent usually fairly quickly. But then also, you know, everybody else needs to watch out for everyone. If you see something odd or out of the ordinary, you know, let somebody know and be prepared to deal with the situation, whether it's calling 911 before something happens or whether it's, you know, run, hide, fight. You know, just sitting there and doing nothing isn't an option.
Well, you know, God established the church, and when he did so, he said the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Prevailing is the end game, but meanwhile, it would suggest that there is a battle to be waged here, and we need to warrior up a bit. And by that, I know what you're saying, Council Ned, is that, you know, everybody shouldn't necessarily, you know, come loaded to bear and military uniform, but this is a spiritual battle, and you know, what's realized in the physical is first seen in the spiritual, is it not?
It absolutely is, and it's funny. We were just we've been doing this Bible study series for the last few weeks, or for the last couple of months actually. But that's one of the things that we've been talking about. You know, we're not battling against flesh and blood. There's more than that out there that we can't see that's influencing people to do horrible, horrible, heinous things. And, you know, we need to be prepared for that. You know, we need to spend time in prayer, you know, praying for safety, praying for our loved ones, but also praying that God softens and changes the hearts of people who are out there intent on doing evil. And that, you know, that somehow, you know, their hearts are softened, their hearts are changed, and their ways are amended.
Right. And that's where the church becomes preeminent and demonstrable in a community, when it changes hearts and it's a transformational agent. And I know that's your heart. Bishop Council Ned II, co-chair of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, rector at St. Albans Anglican Church in Pine Grove, Pennsylvania, has been our guest. Council Ned, is always an honor to have you with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Bill. Take care. God bless you.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bill Martinez.
Let your body broadcast how I feel. Let your body broadcast how I feel. Oh, fear is a liar. He will take your own breath, stop you in your
sleep. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you back here with us. You know, in recent years, the U.S. military has made a great deal of progress in changing the culture of mental health by having leadership speak openly about issues. They've begun actually reducing the stigmas associated with professional counseling, but there's still strides to be made in helping to serve those who have served. A new survey by the University of Phoenix found a big divide when it comes to veterans and active duty service members, revealing that only 30% of vets have sought or considered professional counseling, compared to 72% of military personnel currently serving. With us right now, retired Lieutenant Colonel and Program Director for the University of Phoenix, Dr. Samantha Dutton is here to help us get some more clarity on it. Colonel, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, let me ask you up front, you know, why are vets less likely than active duty military to seek mental health counseling?
Well, I think the survey really just cemented what I always believed, is that veterans don't really seek mental health counseling because they served in an era where it wasn't openly spoken about by their leadership or among their colleagues. Active duty personnel today are spoken to by their leadership about mental health, spiritual health, physical health, and it's become a part of the normal conversation, whereas the veterans, they weren't exposed to that conversation. So there's this huge divide now because veterans are taught, they were taught not to speak about it. So now you have this, you know, a cultural shift.
Is a little bit of that big boys don't cry kind of syndrome still, too?
I don't think it's so much today in the military. I think it's more open. There's still pockets. I don't want to be all inclusive and say it's all better, but I think it's well beyond what it used to be. Well beyond.
Right. Well, it would appear that things are changing, and like anything, it is a process. I always tell the kids, you got to crawl before you walk, before you run, and we're seeing some positive indications here. What else needs to be done to change the culture?
I think just having, you know, these veterans and active duty and their families, they live in our communities. We need to push forward the conversation into our civilian communities so we have the same sort of conversations. So it's not just the military speaking about it. They're part of our society, too, and we need to take their lead and start speaking about it ourselves. We speak about health care out loud, and we talk about different treatments out loud, but we do not do that with mental health, and we need to push the envelope. We have the NFL wears pink in October. That wouldn't have happened 20 years ago. We can push the conversation forward. We're very capable of doing it, and we have organizations such as givenhour.org to reach out to our veterans and have those conversations and to help them.
Yeah, no doubt. And the fact that we still deal with so much depression that our vets are dealing with, the suicide rate being what it is, this has been, you know, heavy on us, and we do a lot of reporting on this here, Colonel, and this is why we appreciate you coming forth and talking about this. As you say, we've got to keep the conversation going, don't we?
We do. We know the five signs of a heart attack and a stroke. We need to know the five signs of mental health distress, and you can get lots of information from giveadirection.com or .org, I'm sorry, and find out about those five signs and learn about them so you can have the conversation with your friends and family or even yourself. Maybe you're struggling and you need to reach out. Right. And it's not shameful to do so.
Right, exactly. And this is, as you say, friends and family. This is so key, and this is what I'm hearing. And Colonel, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but anecdotally, those that are able to get through those rough patches find that friends and family are key to this.
This is true. In that survey, there were 58% of veterans said they would seek mental health counseling if someone would just talk to them about it. Well, that's amazing. If someone would just talk to them and say that it's okay to maybe they just need to know it's okay or where to go, or it's not okay for you to sleep all day and it's not okay for you to drink all day. If someone would have that conversation and make it normal to have the conversation, they would reach out and get the help that they need. And families would get help as well, because it just spreads to the families.
Well, that's one thing that, if somebody would talk to them, somebody would listen to them. What else are you hearing from vets in terms of what we can do to encourage our vets to seek help?
Well, I would say go back to those givenhour.org, and that organization gives help. It's an alliance with the University of Phoenix to help our veterans and our military families get the help they need in a counseling situation. And you don't have to be in a major metropolitan area to receive those services. They use telehealth and phone support services to reach out to those veterans in those isolated rural areas. Or if you don't have transportation, those are great resources. Also, changedirection.org, which is a public health campaign to push this conversation forward. That was initiated by givenhour.org. And those organizations can really help the population understand what mental health is and to get the resources that they need.
Well, our conversation continues with Lieutenant Colonel Samantha Dutton. She's Program Director for the University of Phoenix College of Humanities and Sciences. According to this new survey, only 30% of veterans have sought or considered professional counseling, compared to 72% of military personnel currently serving. So there's a lot to be said when you're away from, normal duties and a normal routine, that this is proving out. Is that there is a disconnect here, and it's important for our vets to be connected, right?
It's very important. Just because you are out of the military and you're not within those gates and surrounded by other veterans, our communities are their communities. They live amongst us. They are part of who we are as a fabric of America. And we should be helping them as well as ourselves. Society as a whole needs to move forward with the mental health discussion and not stigmatize it so people won't get help. We need people to reach out. We need people to raise their hand. We need to hear leadership speak about it at an intelligent level to make sure that everyone understands and it makes this an important part of pushing mental health out of that darkness.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Dunn, in looking over the survey and the highlights, what else sticks out for you?
Well, I think also the 91% of active duty says their commander, their leadership, spoke to them about mental health. Either they sought mental health as a leader or they encouraged mental health. 91%, that's a huge number compared to 20% of veterans who leadership spoke to them. That's a huge difference. And so the military is taking the lead, as they do in many cases, of pushing forward social issues. But this one is really hits home with our civilian community because it's the same. It's the same thing. These veterans and our military members came from our civilian populations. They are part of who we are. Let's continue the conversation into the civilian world.
Boy, that's key, that leadership is setting the example. They're sharing their own personal experiences like this. It really brings this issue into a normal realm, does it not?
It does. I remember during my time of service when a leader stood in front of his personnel, his or her personnel, and spoke about his or her challenges with mental health or missing their family or a death in the family or any of these personal things with their personnel, it was immediately my appointment books would just be filled up at my mental health clinic because they from that area because they knew it was okay to go. So I think it's the same thing in the rest of society. If people would just speak about it, it would be okay. You're going to go to the doctor if you break your leg. Why won't you go to the doctor if you're feeling hopeless or you're not taking care of yourself? That should be the first thing. Oh, I'm not feeling like myself. I need to go to the doctor. We don't say that. We're like, oh, it'll be better tomorrow. Oh, we'll just figure it out tomorrow. We don't do that, and we need to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, avoidance, denial, and isolation, absolute killers, literally and figuratively on so many levels. The effect that it has on the individual vet and the families is incredible. We have seen it. The empirical evidence is there. Dr. Dunton, where can our vets go to find support for themselves and their loved ones and for more information?
GiveAnHour.org will help with the resources that are available to them for counseling. ChangeDirection.org will help with family members or themselves to understand what the five signs are for mental health distress. And you can find out more about our survey at phoenix.edu/mental health veterans.
Well, Dr. Dunton, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, it's Dr. Samantha Dunton has been our guest. She's program director for the University of Phoenix College of Humanities and Sciences. She's a retired lieutenant colonel in the Air Force, having served for 27 years. And during her service, she directed, led, and evaluated a full spectrum of mental health operations for service members and their families. Her professional career includes active duty social worker with the United States Air Force. In that capacity, she led multiple teams to address the mental health needs of first responders. She was deployed to a combat zone with over 2,500 military personnel as the only mental health practitioner, if you can capture that. She worked with military chain of command to ensure psychological first aid, that would be available for all military personnel, whether to address domestic violence, sexual assault, or combat exposure. She holds a PhD in social work and social research, as well as a Master of Social Work degree. So we're honored to have the Colonel with us to break this down and get us up to date. We encourage the veterans to take advantage of this information and to follow her lead. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market.